It's 7:04. This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. Colorado schools will be closed through at least mid-April. Governor Polis issued that order late Wednesday, which takes effect next week. That means Colorado parents should prepare for children to be out of school longer than originally anticipated. It's an effort to contain the spread of the new coronavirus. Many of the state's schools were already on extended spring break. A temporary COVID-19 testing site opens in Pueblo today. The site will serve only high-risk patients who are pre-selected. The site will not take walk-in or drive-up patients. There's only one known case in Pueblo County as of last night, but health officials say that could be because there hasn't been much testing in the area. One obstacle to testing more people for the novel coronavirus is a lack of basic supplies. CPR health reporter John Daly says that includes cotton swabs and the liquid used to hold samples collected from people.
That's actually prevented some places from doing any testing at all. Rocky Mountain Urgent Care has clinics on the Front Range, and they had to cancel plans to start testing after they failed to get a hold of the supplies that they needed.
The state has set up that temporary testing site in Pueblo and one in Telluride. The virus is believed to be widespread in mountain communities. Coloradans are practicing social distancing, working from home, staying out of stores, and keeping their distance from others. It's good for limiting the spread of COVID-19, but the president of the Colorado Psychological Association, Rick Ginsburg, tells Colorado Matters the isolation can be a shock.
What they are feeling are a wide range of emotions that are often associated with what we expect people to feel when they feel grief, because they're losing all of their normal patterns. There's a lot of denial, there's a lot of anger, there's a lot of fear and loneliness.
Ginsburg says connecting virtually with friends and loved ones or anything that takes your mind off of what's happening can help. There is rain and snow for much of Colorado today and tomorrow. This is CPR News.